Happen Radio Show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And hello, America. Welcome back to the show. And following up on this Boston Marathon situation, we are now seeing on the corporate media today that the Boston Bombers had planned an attack in New York. So following on that story about the upcoming drill regarding airborne weapons inside the subway system, are they setting the stage? Was Boston merely the warm-up act and the main event yet to come? Is Obama going to get up there and say, let's get ready to rumble? And they'll have something really, really big. I was saying earlier in the week, given that this cover story is crumbling very fast, the usual government reaction is to stage an even bigger event so people stop talking about the earlier one. They did it during TWA 800. U.S. Navy accidentally shot down the 747. Everybody along the southern coast of Long Island, along New Jersey, saw it happen. They couldn't control the story, so 1 week later, Olympic Park bombing. And the corporate media drops all the questions and doubts about TWA 800. Bombing in Beirut killed all those Marines that Israel seemed to have that strange foreknowledge of. And actually, it was documented Israel did know it was going to happen, didn't tell the United States, because a bunch of dead Marines help Israel than a bunch of live Marines. 1 week later, invade Grenada, change the focus, change the story. That's how the public's minds are manipulated. If at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. If the first lie is falling apart, come out with a bigger lie. And so I'm very concerned about this idea that these two brothers were planning a bigger attack in New York. And I think maybe it's good to go back and look at all the lies that were used to sell us that war in Iraq. And to remember, there is nothing new in a government lying to the people to start a war. And every time a government, a ruler, a despot, a tyrant wants to start a war, they have to lie and trick their people into it to create an illusion that going to war is the only possible choice they can make. If we don't attack them, they'll kill us. If you will invade the Holy Lands and recover them, you will go to heaven, no matter what you did sinful in your life. We need to go back and look at Iraq. They've got weapons of mass destruction. They've got portable biological weapons laboratories that turned out to be hydrogen generators to inflate weather balloons. Remember all those pictures they were showing, these little blobby black and white pictures, which was strange because all of our modern surveillance satellites, spy satellites, take pictures in color. But they had the black and white blurry pictures. And we've had to blur these to protect our national assets. That white blob is a portable decontamination vehicle. When they finally got in, they found out it was just a regular fire truck. That's how these things get started, and they're doing it to you again. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Meanwhile, back there in Israel, the Israeli ambassador to the UN, Ron Proser, is saying sanctions have not stopped the Iranian centrifuges. You've got to go to, you send your children to make war on Iran. Now, Iran's centrifuges are needed to make fuel for their nuclear power station. Iran is legally allowed to have centrifuges and a nuclear power station under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which Iran has signed and the United States has signed, but Israel has not. Rumor and innuendo aside, there is no evidence Iran is doing anything outside the limits of the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Iran has not invaded another nation in a war of aggression for over 200 years. A record of peace not even approached by Israel, that can't seem to go 6 months without attacking somebody, or the United States, which remains the only nation in history to actually use nuclear weapons of mass destruction against the civilians of another country, will be like that.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family. CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And remember where I said earlier in regards to Rachel Maddow, that the new spin is that anybody who even suspects Boston was a false flag or that our government would ever do something that heinous and despicable and nefarious is just being silly. And this appears to be the new spin that we're seeing all across corporate media. Over at Yahoo News, I'm looking at this one, Why Boston Marathon Bombings Ignited Conspiracies, and they're going on basically saying, you know, anybody out there saying that Sandy Hook and Boston and, well, you know, we're false flags, they're just selling books and DVDs, and really you shouldn't pay attention to them. So we're continuing to see that. That's the new thing. If you think there's such a thing as false flags, you're just a wacko conspiracy kook nut job that no real American will ever listen to. And, again, it is a fact of history. Let's go back to the Levon affair. This happened in the, 1954. Israeli agents in Egypt were bombing British and American targets, including a U.S. diplomatic facility, and they left behind evidence framing Egyptians and Egyptian Muslims. And then one of the bombs went off prematurely. The Egyptian police caught the guy, found he was an agent of Israel. Israel's immediate reaction is, oh, it's an anti-Semitic plot. This is just, they're saying bad. The anti-Semites are saying bad things about you. You don't want to listen to the Egyptians because they're anti-Semites, and you should not never listen to anybody we tell you is an anti-Semite. And it didn't really work because in the public trial, it came out unquestionably. These agents were agents of Israel. They were working for Israel. huge scandal. It got pinned on, I think it was the minister of the, I forget what his exact office was. Pinchon Levon was forced to resign over it, although it looks like he himself was framed by his own subordinates who went out and did this. And Israel was forced to officially acknowledge what they did and apologize to Egypt, not unlike the current furor over the attack on the humanitarian aid flotilla that killed all those Turkish nationals and one American citizen. And that's what Israel does, go out and cause trouble. Oh, suspicions of us, you're just being an anti-Semite, go away. And it happened over and over and over again. So there are false flags, despite Rachel Maddow's out there foaming at the mouth saying, there's no such thing, don't believe it, just believe what we tell you, we're the corporate media, we would never lie to you, and they go on and on and on about that. All right, we're going to grab some phone calls here. Pete in Los Angeles, aloha. Pete, welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, I just want to say that start off, Levon Fair is a great example, but an even better example is Operation Gladio, which went on for 50 years. 50 years. Killed
yes.
hundreds, including former prime ministers, and that was definitely traced back to the CIA and killing our own allies and so on. At any
yeah.
rate, it may be ongoing right now in the Middle East.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. I mean, we're finding out now these two Boston brothers were being trained at U.S.-sponsored workshops on how to destabilize the Russian satellite nations. Yeah, that's exactly how it's done.
And then remember earlier, just earlier within the last 4 weeks, Mike, that they talked about that South American thing that goes back as far as Kissinger, where, you know, the South Americans would kill people for us and we kill people for them. And,
all these maintain deniability. It's
that's
maintain-
right.
They do the same thing with Echelon, which is this global information monitoring system. And at least up until recently, when all the legal protections were taken away, all the member nations would spy on the people of the other nations and trade the information so they could technically say they were not spying on their own people.
That's right.
But, yeah, that's basically how this stuff gets done.
But Michael, my theory on all where this is going is it comes down to the National Defense Resources Preparedness Act. The
yes.
Executive order by Obama, which doesn't require him at all. He can declare an emergency. He doesn't have to consult with Congress. They don't even define what an emergency, what rises to be an emergency. And
those definitions are actually defined in earlier executive orders, and they include, obviously, massive multiple terror attacks, but also, and this is the important part, a financial collapse, a collapse of the American banking systems is considered grounds to declare a national emergency, suspend the Constitution and the Congress, and give the president complete dictatorial powers.
And that's where I think he's going, and I think he wants to do it. If it were me, if I wanted to be a dictator and I were the president, I'd do it right just as Congress adjourns and goes back home. And then they'd never be able to get back by the National Defense Resources Preparedness Act. They don't even have to report to Congress for a year. So he could suspend Congress, take over the airwaves, you'd never hear from Congress again.
I'm not at all surprised here. Now they're trying to figure out a way they can justify shutting down the Internet so that they can put out their lies and their propaganda and not have dissenting voices and contradictory facts show up to embarrass them. Like I said, these people are all lusting to go back to the golden days of the Cold War in the 1950s and 1960s, where they would simply send over their messages to the corporate media would regurgitate them onto the American people, and the American people would have no choice but to say, I guess this is the real world. And it wasn't. They were living in the Matrix back in the 1950s and 1960s.
Right, which they're still doing, only, and they still have their stenographers in the mainstream press, but there's the
yeah, but nobody, their audience is in decline. Even with all this heavy coverage of Boston, the audience for the TV news and the corporate media has been in decline. A few weeks back, Rasmussen said most Americans are now getting their political news from independent media, like Republic Broadcasting. As a matter of fact, Republic Broadcasting set an all-time audience record this last week. Our audience is growing. We're going up. And obviously, I'd like to encourage everybody listening to this show to please share Republic Broadcasting with everybody you know, because we're starting to get the audience away from the corporate propagandists.
Absolutely. Well, anyway, thank you, Michael. All right.
You got it. We're going to switch over to Nick in Japan. Nick, what is on your mind today?
Yes. In sort of talking about the same issue, I was wondering, do you think staying informed is enough? I mean, with 9/11, you'd be really hard-pressed to find anyone that actually believes in the official 9/11 story.
Mm-hmm.
But even in the considering that, you know, the establishment still chose to start a false flag. And I think staying informed is only one dimension. I think that staying informed is possibly just not enough. And it seems, you know, I'm not a fledgling listener to you. There are two people that I respect very, very much. I listen to a great deal, and that's you and Ryan Dawson. I do have an issue. The last time I sort of brought this issue up, you sort of routinely dismiss the idea. It's not so much that I'm poking fun at my heroes or anything like that, but in a way I think it is our social responsibility to sort of peacefully, economically boycott the system, sort of starve the beast.
And, well, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that at all. And the and the more people are informed, you know, the less they're going to fall for the lies, whether it's lies about Syria or lies about vaccines. And that ultimately, especially with the latter, if you're not going out and buying all the products you're being encouraged to buy through these various scare tactics, that does, in fact, starve the beast.
Well, you know, it was a system that was employed under Gandhi. It was called Swadeshi, MLK, Direct Movement. And
yes.
There was a very interesting African-American CEO of GE who, it was called, I think, the Sullivan Principles. He employed this to sort of bring down South Africa. It was sort of the beginning. He planted the seeds for it under the de Klerk regime. But no, I mean, my position is that you put up a video that was absolutely wonderful with Woody Harrelson, I think it was called
Yes.
Ethos, which talks about social responsibility. And I just feel like, you know, maybe I made the mistake of sort of bringing up Coca-Cola. And I've talked to Ryan about this a few times. You know, it's like every single video he has Coca-Cola. In your situation, it turns out I was wrong. But in his situation, he's got Coca-Cola in the background. And, again, I'm not poking fun. I really respect what Ryan does.
Okay, well, actually, Ryan's actually on the line right now. I think it's to respond to you. Ryan, are you there?
I wasn't even calling to respond. I was calling.
Oh,
my apologies, Ryan.
All right. Well, then, Ryan, hang on. I'm going to get to you as soon as I'm done here with Nick. Nick, the reason I got rough on you is you were saying Coca-Cola in the background. I don't drink Coca-Cola.
I understand that. I didn't really choose to highlight Coca-Cola as a system. You know, I'm also in Japan, much like Ryan. A lot of people mistakenly make the mistake and believe that Coca-Cola in Japan doesn't have GMO products. And actually, Japan does. There's a law passed in 2001 that it does allow for the import of GMO products, particularly
all right.
Coca-Cola.
Can we go back to your earlier point? I don't want to get off into Coca-Cola
GMO
right now. I absolutely support boycotting and pulling free from the system. I support independence. Don't allow yourself to be dependent on the large corporations, the government, the private central bank.
Are we sitting on our hands if you say, for example, don't, you know, proverbially putting your head in the sand if you say, well, listen, there's nothing that you need to do? I mean, you've been advocating for a number of years.
I'm not saying that. Okay, what I'm saying
here. Because you said your position last time was that
we could just print. Hang on. Let me clarify the situation here. Let me talk, because we're almost at the commercial break. What I keep saying is do not initiate violence against the government, because that is what the government wants, has prepared for, has armed itself for, is ready to deal with. I keep saying if we stay patient, the system is tearing itself apart right now. But yes, boycotts are legitimate. Unplugging from the system is legitimate. Standing up 300 million strong and screaming to the world, we will not be the wallets of last resort for Wall Street's crimes and corruptions. I approve and encourage that. But violence is wrong. Don't initiate violence. But be prepared to defend yourself. We'll be right back.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4th, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendovite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendovite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And joining us on the air now is Ryan Dawson. Aloha, Ryan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was calling back when you were talking about the Levon affair or the Operation Susanna. I was just going to mention that it was this Zionist colonel, Binyamin Gevili, who framed Levon. And it was Philip Nathanson whose bomb went off prematurely. But okay. Can I address what the guy was saying? It'll be like less than 1 minute.
Certainly.
It's so weird that someone else called from Japan as I was waiting on the line.
We have lots of listeners in Japan right now. Go ahead.
Well, I know. I help you with that. I just quit drinking Coke like 6 days ago, so it was so weird, but not for the reasons he said. Coke comes from Kyoto, and it has sugar instead of corn syrup, which is a little bit better than the U.S. But you got to draw the line at some point on like on what you're going to use and not use. I mean, I use Microsoft and YouTube and Google and Facebook, and I don't agree with all the things those companies do either, but they're useful. I can do more damage with them than if I cut myself off from all of that stuff. I mean, you got to draw your line at some point. And unfortunately, a lot of the warmongering companies are just subsidized by government anyway. It doesn't matter whether you buy it or not. Like the big agribusiness, they subsidize them to produce. So it doesn't matter how much they sell. They could pour the milk in the ground and still get paid for it. And that's the way
it
works.
And like the banking system, you can take all your money out of the bank. The government just takes your money and puts it back in, or they simply print it up as a new loan at interest. And pour it in there. Again, my focus is please do not initiate violence against the government. Be prepared to respond when the government initiates violence against you. Obviously, the American people are not prone to violence. That's why the government is having to create these violent incidents out of thin air to try and sell you the idea that you're all in danger.
I'll tell you a good way to protest, though, other than not joining the military, is to get other people to quit signing up. When you see those people go to the high schools and stuff, these recruiters, you need to have your anti-recruiters go in and talk to these kids and go follow these people in the mall and say, no, don't join the military. You're not fighting for freedom. You're fighting to expand corporate interests. And just explain it to people. If we don't join, they don't have any new toys. They're going to have to rely completely on mercenaries. So push them into that corner.
Well, something else you can do, although obviously they're already talking about bringing back the draft, including girls this time. But one of the things you can do around the recruiters is just go out and do a web search and find photographs of our killed and maimed U.S. forces and just have them in a little booklet and say, this is the part they're not telling you.
Let them know they might be handling depleted uranium.
Absolutely. And one of the biggest kept secrets in the military-industrial complex is how many of our veterans have returned from these war zones after handling these munitions and breathing the particulates after they're employed, and they think they're out of the war zone, life is going to be good, they get married, they have children, and there's an epidemic of severe birth abnormalities in the families of these returning veterans. Nobody wants to talk about it. What a horrible, horrible price to visit on the next generation for the sins of this generation.
There's also a cocktail of required drugs and vaccinations that soldiers have to take for their protection, and some of that might be contributing to veteran suicides and mental problems later on. Not just the shock of war, but all the drugs they're forced to take.
Well, we had a caller into the show a while back who said that basically because so many of our young military understand they're not there to protect the United States of America, but to basically force private central banking, grab the oil and all these other things, and they're dealing with this moral strife. And so we had this caller into the show who was in the war zone saying military doctors are handing out these SSRIs like they're candy. They're spending more for these medications than they do on Black Hawk helicopters. These kids get addicted on them. And again, this is the first war where we're losing more of our troops to suicide than to enemy action. We know there's a link between SSRIs and violence. In fact, we've got a couple of really bizarre stories we're going to get to a little bit later in the show, I hope. And then the kids come home. They're addicted to these things. They go to their own family doctor and say, I need more of these. And the doctor says, sure, have a prescription for these things. Literally poisoning. Go ahead.
The number of deaths of actual soldiers, they have it about 5,000 now from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's all based on fuzzy math, too. The way they've counted both the Iraqi deaths and the American deaths or allied deaths is based on fuzzy math, whether it was reported in two different papers or not, and where they died. So if they die in Kuwait or if they die in a hospital somewhere else, it's not actually in Iraq on the battlefield. It doesn't count as
killed in action.
And yeah. So they don't kill. Well, they just died in a hospital, you know, of their wounds or whatever. And all these the number of actual Americans killed is much higher than 5,000. And the number of Iraqis killed is around 1 million, including the 500,000 starved to death by sanctions.
Well, you need to remember, for those of you who are my age and witnessed the Vietnam War, we didn't learn the true number of Americans lost in Vietnam until 7 years after the war was over. And they kept saying, well, we're going back, and maybe it was a little higher. And they basically just sort of fudged it until finally they came out and said it was 60,000 Americans. When the war was going on, we weren't being told how many Americans were really dying in that war. It didn't really get forced into the public until there were so many families who'd lost their kids in the Vietnam War, and they were starting to network and get together and say, obviously, the total number of dead in Vietnam had to be far higher than the government was admitting to. Ryan, thank you for the call. We're going to let you go. Well, actually, do you have anything else?
I'm going to post a story about the fuzzy math numbers on WRH, and that'll be it.
All right. Thank you. We're going to let you go. Take a break for commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I was driving to work one morning in Austin, Texas, listening to talk radio. And I heard this guy say the Federal Reserve is a private bank that prints money out of thin air. Well, I was so amazed to be informed of this that I made his website one of my favorites and proceeded to listen to his mind-liberating audio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And looking at the corporate media, they're starting to pull away from Boston because they have a news story. Serious chemical weapons. They have weapons of mass destruction. They're using them on their own people. We must invade. We have to go in and save those poor Syrian people from their cruel, evil tyrant dictator. We have to bring them democracy. We have to go in and kill them all until they agree to live their lives our way. So the full court presses on to sell us another war. And I don't think it's going to get any more traction than the Boston bombing did, because the American people are sadder but wiser. We know we're lied to all the time. That's an advantage we have over the people of the 1950s and the 1960s, back when the people still, for the most part, trusted the federal government, trusted the corporate media. But those days are gone. Those days are gone. Now, getting back to Israel, apparently there's a member of the Knesset who's trying to push forward a new law that would make it legal for settlers in the illegally occupied territories of the West Bank to shoot any Palestinian they merely suspect of wanting to engage in violence or vandalism. They don't have to actually do it. Why'd you shoot him? I thought he was going to come over and paint bad words on my fence. Yep, you're off the hook. Boy, oh boy. Let's see. Little warning from Desert Peace. If you are going into Israel, you can be made, or there at least the Shin Bet security services are saying, if when you're passing into Israel and you're coming from the United States, they will demand access to your personal email accounts. Not just your laptop, not just your smartphone, not just your tablet. They will tell you to turn over the passwords to your email account so they can go out and scan all of your email. Another reason not to bother going to Israel. And it's sort of weird they're doing this at the same time they've mounted this huge tourism campaign, Visit Israel, and they've got posters all over the bus stops and everything. And apparently other individuals, at least up in Ireland, they've made up stickers that simply say boycott, and they're slapping them over the word visit. And there's a very good reason not to go to Israel. And there's a lot of good things to see in Israel. The ancient sites, at least those that haven't been whacked on and modified to support a political agenda. But apparently when you go to Israel now from the United States and probably from other countries as well, the price of being allowed through the border is complete opening up of your email accounts to Israel's security services. So it's getting out of control there. Meanwhile, in a positive note, there was this art gallery, Fredericton's Charlotte Street Art Center, which wanted to put on an exhibit of drawings by Gaza's children depicting how they saw Operation Cast Lead. That was the huge military operation back in 2008, where there had been a six-month ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. And on November 4th, 2008, while America was distracted with their election, Israel broke the ceasefire, flew into Gaza, bombed a bunch of people, killed some Hamas officials. And the next day, Hamas comes out and says, well, I guess the ceasefire is over. And Israel says, aha, Hamas says the ceasefire is over, and they launched Cast Lead, went in and flattened the place. And those children who were not blown to bloody bits basically dealt with their trauma and stress by doing drawings. They were collected up and made into a traveling art show called A Child's View of Gaza. And this Fredericton's Charlotte Street Art Center was going announced they were going to have a display of it. And, of course, immediately all of Israel's minions were saying, you can't do that. It's anti-Semitic. You can't let people see that there are even children in Gaza at all. They'll start to feel sorry for them, and they'll wonder about all this money that the U.S. is sending Israel to kill these children. You can't have that up there. And the exhibit was postponed. But the good news is that the Charlotte Street Art Center is going to go forward with the exhibition after all. Now, this Cast Lead killed 1,400 Palestinians, including 300 children. They don't want you to think about that. But starting on April 26th, that's tomorrow, these drawings by Gaza's children about how they saw Cast Lead are going to go on display. And it's significant because it shows that Israel's iron grip on what you can see and what you can hear and what you can read and, more importantly, what you can know is starting to slip a little tiny bit more. So we're seeing this huge push for more war. They're trying to gin up a war in Syria. They're out there saying, oh, Syria has chemical weapons. It's a repeat of Iraq all over again. They've got weapons of mass destruction. They're coming to kill us. They're torturing their own people. By the way, remember when they were claiming that Saddam Hussein gassed the Kurds? That was a big selling point on that war. And then the U.S. Army War College went in and investigated and found out the Kurds had been gassed with a gas that Saddam did not have, and that Iran was most likely behind that attack because the Kurds were running across the border and causing a ruckus inside Iran. So it's all lies and deceptions. They're just trying to get this global war going as a distraction from the coming financial crash. They've done it twice before. Crash of 1907, get out of it with World War I. Crash of 1929, get out of it with World War II. Crash of 2008, look at all the nations the United States has already invaded. Afghanistan, Myanmar, Central Asia, Iraq, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Kenya, Somalia, Sudan, Turkey, Mali, now heading into Syria. Then Iran, They are desperate to get this world war ramped up to where everybody says, yes, it's a world war. We have to forget all about Wall Street's crimes and corruptions. We've got to forget about the mortgage-backed security fraud. We've got to forget about the pyramid Ponzi scheme nature of the private central bank. We've got to forget about all the government. We've got to stand behind our government and salute the flag and throw our babies onto the Syrian, Iranian, Russian, Chinese bayonets. That's what they're trying to do. Because if the economy collapses first, and it looks like it might, the people of the United States of America, the people of the world, will point the finger of blame squarely where it belongs, private central banks and their government enablers. And the government enablers are desperate to duck the blame. These are not honorable, responsible people. None of them will stand up and say, yeah, we did something wrong. We accept the responsibility, slap on the handcuffs. Not going to happen. They're going to be out there screaming, it's God's will or somebody else's fault. Blame the terrorists, blame the Syrians, blame whatever. They're just trying to find anybody that they can convince you is the cause of the suffering you are enduring right now. They get pretty desperate out there. It's the Bilderbergers. It's the Knights Templars. It's the Illuminati. No, it isn't. It's that private central bank right in the middle of your downtown business district. That's what did it to you. Over in Iraq, apparently gunmen have taken control of the Iraqi town of Suleiman Beq, about 170 kilometers north of the capital, Baghdad. Iraq's turning into the new Vietnam. They're U.S. is still in there killing people, and they're starting to lose ground. The Iraqis want their country back. They don't want a U.S.-approved puppet regime. They don't want private central banking. Seeing the same thing down in Libya. They just bombed the French embassy down there. Meanwhile, as we move forward into this expansion of the war, I get a lot of email from people saying, well, the war could be wrong, but hey, we're going to win it. We spend so much money on all these weapons, we're simply going to outshoot the rest of the world. Maybe, maybe not. It comes down to a question of how much bang are you getting for your buck? Yes, the United States is spending trillions of your dollars on all of these war machines. They don't really work very well for all that money. Other countries are spending much less money, but they're making simple, elegant, reliable weapons. And in that context, simply outspending your enemy isn't a guarantee of victory, especially when you don't have the support of your general population, that these wars are just and necessary. We're seeing this interesting story coming out of Yahoo, and it's a puff piece for the F-35 jet, which has come under a huge amount of criticism. It cost more than the entire gross domestic product of Australia to develop this thing, and it's got all kinds of problems. Can't fly in the rain, can't really fly in clouds, can't be anywhere near lightning going off, the electronics quit working. The naval version can't land on carriers. They've got the arrestor hook too close to the main landing gear. That electronic helmet vision system still doesn't work. And they're finally starting to admit that this plane is probably going to miss its 2017 deadline to be fully operational. They are building them. They're building them defective and deploying them. And then they're going to go back with additional development funding and try and fix them after the fact. But and now the Pentagon has finally come out and said that, yeah, in a dogfight, it's not going to do very well. If anybody gets their eyes on the plane, despite its radar stealth, if they can get their eye on the plane and get behind it, the F-35 is going to get shot down. We've been hearing all the criticism about this new littoral combat ship, which the Pentagon is admitting it's too lightly armored to survive an attack from the nation that's being invaded. It lacks sufficient firepower to be effective offensively. It's probably going to be a death trap for the crews who are on it. And yesterday they came out and basically said that there are so many problems with its internal computer systems, it's wide open to being hacked. We may have the most expensive weapons on Earth. We don't know that they're very good. Now they're finally admitting that the Patriot missiles used during Operation Desert Stomp did not, in fact, hit 90% of their incoming targets. They didn't even hit 50%. We're looking at all this money that has been invested in the ballistic missile defense system. We now know that the latest generation of Russian MIRV reentry vehicles don't follow ballistic paths. They're maneuverable. They twist and turn. They go up and down. They bob and weave. They corkscrew, which makes a ballistic intercept impossible. And by now, I'm sure China has either acquired or copied that principle. The United States may have the most expensive military machine in the entire world. It may not be any more than a gigantic bluff. And again, if you have not seen it, there's a wonderful movie called The Pentagon Wars, which is a dramatization, humorously, of the very real corruptions and problems involved in the development of the Bradley Infantry Fighting Vehicle. I got an email. It's actually up on the net in its entirety. You can go web search for yourself. It's a funny film. Richard Benjamin did a fabulous job lampooning the military-industrial complex in this film. And it is a true story. That's what makes it much more interesting. Now, speaking of economy and money and all the rest of that stuff, there has been a great deal of confusion regarding austerity. Partly going back to the revelation that the spreadsheet that was used to justify austerity contained a calculation error. And the conclusions drawn from that, including the necessity for austerity in country after country, were completely wrong. And as we have seen in so many countries, austerity didn't change the reality of the economic hardship. Well, now the European Union is saying they're going to back off this whole push for austerity, mostly because the public isn't supporting it. Duh. But austerity isn't working. It can't work, and it won't work, because it does not address the core problem that when you have a privately owned central bank issuing all of the public currency as a loan at interest, debt increases faster than the available money supply. By design, the ultimate outcome of any private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest is a nation and a people absolutely drowning in artificially created debt. Rule by compound interest. And it is no more legitimate a form of governance than rule by divine right or rule by slavery. Remember what Woodrow Wilson said after signing the Federal Reserve Act. I have unwittingly destroyed my own country. We are no longer a nation of the opinion of free men, but a nation under the duress of a small group of dominant men. And he was absolutely right. The biggest threat to our republic, to the biggest threat to the principle of democracy, the biggest threat to humanity as a whole, are these private central banks issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. And it doesn't matter what all these economists and the governments do, whether it's austerity or quantitative easing or the rest of it, until they are willing to address that core fundamental flaw in the system, none of what they do will work, and none of what they're doing has worked. Over in France, French ministers are openly in revolt against austerity plans of Socialist Party President Hollande. They say he's simply out there trying to placate German demands at the expense of France. And it's always that. They're sacrificing the welfare of the ordinary people to placate the demands of the private central banks. That Federal Reserve note, that's your slave chain. Right there. They're coming out with a new $100 bill. It's got prettier, more counterfeit-resistant doohas on it. But it's still a piece of paper and ink loaned to you at interest by that private central bank. It is your slave chain. One of Merkel's top economic advisors has warned Merkel the euro is only going to survive for another 5 years. I don't even give it that long. I'd be surprised if it was still in place by the end of this year. Meanwhile, back to that whole gold and silver thing, U.S. Mint sales of gold coins just hit a three-year high. If the smackdown on gold prices was intended to scare Americans into dumping their physical in exchange for ink and paper Federal Reserve notes so the central banks could scoop it all up and cover their bullion shortfalls, it did not work. They got exactly the wrong response. Everybody's taking advantage of the low prices, grabbing physical gold and silver. And they're paying the added premiums to get it. Portfolio manager Greg Orwell, Orrell, is saying his faith and trust in gold has not wavered, has not changed. By the way, gold is halfway back from the price crash. It's up over $30. It's going back up again as we told you it would. Excuse me. In the non-gold and silver economy, got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the economy and getting away from silver and gold and the financial markets. And the stock market is up. They're having a real good field day. Because of all that instantly created money coming out of the Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve prints it up and they loan it for pennies on the dollar to the Wall Street speculators, and the Wall Street speculators buy into the stock market, drive the price up, then they sell out, they pay back the bank, the loan plus interest and the extra they put in their pocket. That's what they're doing. That's where all this, these fortunes on Wall Street are coming from. Out in the real world, manufacturing in the United States is in a decline again. Orders for durable goods have slumped. Durable goods means things like stoves, refrigerators, items you buy that you expect to last for a reasonable amount of time. And orders for those are in a slump because people don't have the money to buy the goods and they do not want to go back to their credit cards to buy them, and they're just choosing to do without. And it underscores exactly why a political and financial system that grabs all the wealth of the nation to itself is doomed to fail. Because for an economy to function smoothly and efficiently, currency has to be flowing freely at all levels of society, and investment capital has to flow into all necessary sectors of economic development. When it's all piled up all over Wall Street, they're having a great time, and the rest of the nation is dying on the vine. But when you remember that labor precedes capital, when all real wealth is based on the factory workers, the farmers, the people who actually make saleable products, you understand Wall Street's hoisting on its own petard right now. They're not really making the nation richer. They're just fighting with each other over who gets the biggest share of this instantly created ink and paper stuff coming out of the Federal Reserve. We're going to grab a phone call here from the Heretic in Colorado. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, this stuff that you're talking about right now is really poking the beast right in the eyeball, and I think more than people need to hear it. And I've been thinking about why people are resistant to quote-unquote waking up. And see, I like to feel good as much as anybody. Who doesn't? But I don't need to feel good so bad that I have to lie to myself to feel good, you know, to be in denial and stuff. People got to get over this stuff. I appreciate you going on Joyce's show, the Power Hour.
Yes.
I heard you a couple weeks ago. And that's very encouraging. You know, I got this, why can't we all just get along kind of Rodney King attitude? You know,
I think most people could get along if it weren't for these money junkies and hysterical religious and political fanatics who see their own power and personal fortunes arising out of discord, violence, and war.
Yeah. Well, just the willingness to accept atrocities. I mean, I'm old enough. I'm not as old as you, but no, I'm not. I mean, I'm just, what I'm saying is I remember Vietnam on TV when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
right? And they don't show it anymore. So if you don't see it, it doesn't exist.
Well, that's certainly true. We got to take a break for station identification. Thank you very much for the phone call, and we will be right back.